Palmolive Beauty Box Theater, starring lovely Jessica Dragonette with Charles Kuhlman, Palmolive's new tenor, the Beauty Box Orchestra, directed by Al Goodman and the Palmolive Chorus. Presented tonight and every Wednesday night by the makers of Palmolive, the beauty soap made with olive oil. Tonight, the sparkling musical romance of a hero-struck young girl who fell in love with a spy. Jessica Dragonette in The Chocolate Soldier.
Come, I love you. Welcome to the Palmolive Beauty Box Theater. Ever since this new series of musical romances began, your letters have been asking for the Chocolate Soldier. And so it is with a great deal of pleasure that we bring you this delightful musical romance this evening. Charles Kuhlman and I will sing the lovely melodies, and here is Jean Paul King to tell you the story.
The setting of the Chocolate Soldier is the little town of Panavo in Bulgaria. Bulgaria and Serbia are at war. It's midnight. Soldiers march through the silent streets, telling the town they are seeking a Serbian spy.
Serbian, yes, barbarian. When they fight, are all Bulgarians. Through the many, many battles, when our courage nothing rattles, is forever, ever, ever. We will win, win all endeavors. And we never, never, never seem to think that we are clever.
While the soldiers parade through the streets in search of the Serbian, a young girl watches from her balcony. Moonlight outlines her slender white-robed figure. She is Nadina Popov, the romantic hero-worshipping daughter of Bulgaria's Colonel Casimir Popov. Clasped against Nadina's breast is a photograph of her soldier fiancé, Major Alexius, famed for his brilliant cavalry charge against the Serbians at Slavinsky. She looks upon this portrait now, lost in admiration.
A true and noble lover is my sweetheart, mine alone. He's like on earth who shall discover his heart is mine and mine alone. We've been not wrong.
leaves her balcony, goes into her room, and climbs into bed. Suddenly, there's a noise outside the doors that open on the balcony, and then someone steals into her bedroom. Medina snaps on the light. Standing before her is a man in the hated costume of a Serbian soldier. He bows. "My name is Bummerly," he says. "Do you mind if I hide here?" "The Serbian spy," cries Nadina, and threatens to scream if he does not leave instantly. Bummerly says, "Yes, I'm a Serbian soldier, but not a spy. And if you scream, I'll be killed. And really, you wouldn't want such a handsome fellow to be killed, now would you?" He reaches into his cartridge belt and produces a chocolate. "My last," he explains mournfully. Contemptuously, Nadina tosses a bag of chocolates at him. He gobbles them. Nadina sniffs. "You're a fine soldier. A chocolate soldier."
"Oh, you little chocolate soldier man, you're far too sweet and pretty. Oh, you funny chocolate soldier man, for you I feel great pity. Oh, you silly chocolate soldier man, just made to please your mistress. Oh, please, you
a warrior by trade, and not a soldier heaven made. I studied shooting, practice riding, I studied fencing, fate deciding. I am a warrior by chance, and not a hero of romance.
Oh, you little chocolate soldier man, you're strong, sweet and pretty. Oh, you funny chocolate soldier man, for you I feel great pity.
Oh, you silly chocolate soldier man, just made to please on me, sir. So sweet, I'd melt if I'd melt a full-grown maiden's kisses.
Then Nadina asks her chocolate soldier to go. She can't help him and wouldn't if she could. She detests all Serbians. After all, she's the fiancée of Major Alexius Sparadopel, the great Bulgarian hero who led the charge at the Battle of Slavinsky. "Led the charge," exclaims Bummerly. "Why, his horse ran away with him." Nadina is furious. "I hate you. Go. Go instantly." Bummerly turns and says, "Very well, then. I will go and get shot. It doesn't matter since you hate me."
It is a burden hard to carry, the burden of a maiden's case. The only girl I care to marry, she turns me out at night late. She bids me go where stars are flying. Farewell to her I fondly love. Farewell for her I'll soon be dying. When next we meet we'll be above. It is a burden sweet to carry, the burden of a maiden.
My life.
About to go when suddenly there's a pounding on the door downstairs and a deep bass voice booms out demanding entrance. The Bulgarians, exclaims Bummerly. I'll go down and give myself up. But Adina hides him behind the heavy portiere at the balcony door. And just in time as the Bulgarian soldiers march into her room still searching for the spy.
Yes, Bulgarians, yes, Bulgarians. When they fight are all Bulgarians. Will be many, many battles. That a courage nothing rattles. Yes, forever, ever, ever, we will win, we'll all endeavor. And we'll never, never, never cease to think that we are clever. Oh, we never, never, never cease to think that we are clever. Oh, we never, never, never cease to think that we are clever.
Very courage for this self-fair beauty. Pass across as his duty.
If we find him, we like the master, tell us why. The Bulgarians, yes, barbarians, when they fight are all Bulgarians. Through the many, many battles, and our courage nothing rattles. Through the many, many battles.
The soldiers find nothing and tramp out. Nadina has saved her chocolate soldier. Now he can escape. Will she ever see him again? In just a moment, we shall see. You know, when a prominent radio actress, busy with her own program, steps out of her role to volunteer enthusiastic comment on another product, that's news. Well, the other day in the studio, I met Miss Rosalind Green. She said,
Gene, I've heard you say that Palmolive soap is the most popular toilet soap in the world. And I know three reasons why.
Well, save it, please, I urged her. Don't tell me. Instead, come to the Palmolive Beauty Box Theater next Wednesday night and tell the world. And here she is. Now, Miss Green, won't you tell all of us why you think Palmolive leads in toilet soap preference?
My first reason is that when you hold a cake of Palmolive soap in your hand, it just looks like the fine soap it is. In form and size and in that lovely natural olive color.
We'll all agree with that, Rosalind. Now your second reason.
It's because Palmolive soap makes such a rich, creamy lather. And so quickly in any water. I know.
Right again, Miss Green. And that's why the men, too, swear by Palmolive soap for bathing. Men say, give me lather thick and rich and quick. And Palmolive soap's the answer.
Now the third reason, and the best. So many women have dry skin. Nearly all women, I've been told. And when they see little lines and a slight lifelessness of complexion, it worries them, naturally.
Mm-hmm. The first warning signs of middle-aged skin.
Right. My own skin is inclined to be dry, and I know that Palmolive soap certainly makes it softer and smoother. And I'm sure that's why millions use Palmolive.
Those are three swell reasons, thank you. And back of each reason is olive oil. It's olive oil that gives Palmolive soap its beautiful natural green color. It's because of the olive oil that Palmolive has a creamier, gentler, more thoroughly cleansing lather. And because it is made with olive oil, nature's finest beauty aid, Palmolive helps to make your complexion younger, fresher, more beautiful. Now back to the Palmolive Beauty Box Theater and the Chocolate Soldier with our lovely star Jessica Dragonette and Charles Coleman. The war is over between Serbia and Bulgaria. Alexius, Nadina's fiancé, has returned to take her hand in marriage. But since meeting her chocolate soldier, Nadina isn't so sure she wants Alexius. As the wedding bells ring out and guests arrive at Nadina's home, we find her alone in the library. She's dreaming of her chocolate soldier. The door opens. It is Bummerly, her chocolate soldier himself. Why have you come, demands Nadina. I couldn't keep away, he replies. But, says Nadina, I'm to marry Alexius today. Oh, what a pity, says Bummerly. If only you had met me before you became engaged to him, wouldn't that be lovely?
I never loved before, dear. That's why I am so sad.
If you could make that clear, dear, then would my heart be glad.
But you must wed another, and I must sigh alone.
Yes, I must wed another, leave you to grieve and mourn.
But if you were my wife, you would most happy be, yes, very happy be.
If I am married to you, if I were wed to you,
that there is no doubt, I know what I'm about. Each morning you should have a kiss, at midday to maybe, and then at night, if you were polite, perhaps I'd give you three. Each morning you should have a kiss, at midday to maybe, and if at night you were polite, perhaps I'd give you three.
That would most lovely be.
That would most lovely be.
That would most lovely be. The maiden said, I'm sorry, a hero I must wed.
A lover said, don't worry, be glad you are not dead.
The time is drawing nearer, the bells will soon will sing. To me you're growing dearer, the bells will sorrow bring.
Then let him go, take me, you'll happy be with me, he will leave you, that's true.
Maybe, and so would you.
Pray you run away.
There's plenty every day. So listen now, I pray. Each morning I can win the man at midday to maybe. Then at night, well, if I feel all right, for every finger three, each morning I can win the man for any time I try, and so there will be dearest friend, adieu so goodbye.
Adieu so goodbye.
Adieu so goodbye. Adieu so
goodbye.
Adieu so goodbye.
Adieu so
Len Bummerly, the chocolate soldier, turns serious, terribly serious. Nadina, I'm in love with you, deeply in love with you. You know that. And Nadina answers,
oh, when you smile and feel like dying, or when you laugh while you are dying, and you can give no reason why.
That you are falling, falling in love. Deep in love. Falling, falling.
Tears in her eyes, Nadina tells Bummerly they must say goodbye forever. As he bends over to kiss her hand, in walks Alexis. Well, he says, here's the Serbian we met in Valovich after the war. Yes, sir, you're the funny fellow who was telling us that story about the pretty Bulgarian girl who sheltered you in her bedroom the night our soldiers were after you. Forgetting Alexius, Nadina whirls on Bummerly. So you told, you have no honor at all. And then Alexius understands. So you're the girl he told about. You betrayed me. Our wedding is off. And as he stumps out, Bummerly turns to Nadina and tries to explain.
Forgive. Why was I there? I wish to live. For me was soldiers gunning. The kind of tensions I was shunning. I climbed up there to save my skin. That's why a refuge sought within. Oh, what a sorry, sorry plight. Saved my life at night. She also wished to see me live. Forgive.
But Nadina will not forgive. With a toss of her pretty head, she rushes out and into her study. She'll show this conceited Bummerly a thing or two. She'll write him a scorching letter that will tell her chocolate soldier just what she thinks of him.
My dear Sir Bummerly, most hateful you are now to me. The reasons why are plainly stated. The first one is you came too late. And secondly, you're much too smart to win a simple maiden's heart. And thirdly, you're an awful blend. Your manner is so diplomatic. Now let me see, what else can I say? Oh yes, I know. No girl would care to meet you twice, and this to you is my advice. If you would please to make folks smile, adopt a less conceited style, and try to act as happy if you can, less like a fool, more like a man. Don't let me see you anymore. No, not anymore. With scorn, Nadina Popoff. There, that should hold him. Nadina Popoff! Oh, wait until he sees this. There!
Good day. I just drop in to say good day.
Oh, so it's you, Mr. Bummerly. Well, I have just written you a letter.
Written me a letter? Why, how charming.
Well, you won't think it so charming after you read it.
Here, let's see it. What does it say? My dear Sir Mr. Bummerly, most hateful you are now to me. The reasons why I plainly state. The first one is you came too late.
And secondly, you're much too smart to win a simple maiden's heart.
And thirdly, you're an awful flirt. Your manner is too flip and fat.
Read further, and you'll plainly see that you are nothing to me.
No girl would care to meet you twice, and this to you is my advice.
And try to act messy if you can, less like a fool or like a man.
Let me see you anymore.
No, not anymore.
With love, Nadina Popoff.
Oh, it doesn't say that at all.
With scorn, Nadina Popoff. Till right there.
Dear lady, thank you for the delicate way this letter confesses your love for me.
Love for you? Why, I hate you.
Oh, nonsense. Every minute you're proving your love more and more.
Oh, I wish I could sit on you.
My dear Nadina, I wish you would. Now come here. Just one kiss.
No. No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No. No. Oh, yes. I do love you, my chocolate soldier. And you really are my hero. Come, come, I love you only, my heart is true. Come, come, my life is lonely, I long for you.
Come, come, not can face you, my arms are in.
So the chocolate soldier won the love of Nadina Popoff, the most beautiful girl in Bulgaria. In just a moment, our lovely star, Jessica Dragonette, will announce next week's musical romance. Ladies, a little while ago, you heard Miss Rosalind Green give three interesting reasons why palm olive soap is a soap preferred by more women all over the world than any other. Now, here are just two facts that support our promise that palm olive will help you to have a younger, smoother, lovelier complexion. Here's the first fact. Palm olive soap is a true beauty soap, because it's made with true beauty oils, olive and palm oils, vegetable oils that are pure, bland, and gentle, oils that have been prized for centuries by women famous for their beauty. And the second fact, Dr. Dapol, physician to the little Dionne Quintobits, decided that only palm olive soap, made with gentle olive oil, was pure, mild, and safe enough for their tender skin. Now surely, knowing that palm olive soap is made with pure olive and palm oils, and also knowing that palm olive was chosen exclusively for the carefully guarded Dionnes, you will want to get 3 cakes of palm olive tomorrow. And let pure, gentle, safe palm olive help you to have a softer, younger, more alluring complexion. But here's Jessica Dragonette to tell you of next week's presentation in the Palm Olive Beauty Box Theater. Miss Dragonette.
Thank you, Jean-Paul King. Next week, we're bringing you one of the most stirring and dramatic musical love stories ever written. The story of a glamorous lady of France who loved a rogue, François Villon, the vagabond king. You remember its music, of course. Only a rose I give you. Only a thorn dying away. This is Jessica Dragonette, bidding you all good night.
The Chocolate Soldier was presented tonight by special arrangement with the Tams Whitmore Music Library. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.